KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. AAA has once again activated its tow-to-go service for the holiday season. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The tow-to-go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The service should only be used in emergencies, and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them too impaired to drive, they should plan their travel ahead of time. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. A Rice Lake man accused of causing a fatal crash while driving under the influence has entered not guilty pleas to all charges. According to court documents, 45-year-old Steven Anderson is facing 4 felony charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. He's facing up to 40 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000 if convicted. The 2-vehicle crash occurred on September 6th and resulted in the death of 60-year-old John Schäuble of Cameron. Anderson also suffered serious injuries in the collision. A Sawyer County man accused of stabbing his father to death and attacking his mother in May of 2020 has been sentenced to be recommitted to a mental institution. According to court documents, 38-year-old Peter Farnsworth entered guilty plea to 3 felonies at a sentencing hearing last week, but was then found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Farnsworth was ordered to be committed to the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison for at least the next 8 years, and potentially for life, depending on his progress. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shut out the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was Green Bay over New Orleans at Lambeau Field 34-0. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what's been the difference in the Packers' defense.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hadn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
The Saints now fall to 5-10. Quarterback Spencer Rattler after the loss.
Just embarrassing. Put it on myself. Played not good at all. Just didn't have any answers.
NBA, the Bucks over the Bulls, 112-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard giving the night off. Bobby Portis with 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Obviously, Dame and Giannis out. I know the severity of the situation. Have to step up, and it's always next man up mentality. So I'm always a confident guy, but I know with those two, I'll have to, you know, shoulder just a little bit more.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more patchy fog, and it could be frosty too. Our low in the 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And happy Christmas Eve to you and your families. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, man. You preparing the turkey?
No, we're actually keeping it pretty low-key at my house this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're just going to do, like, appetizers tonight with my grandpa, and then we go to my dad's stepmom's house in the morning and just have, like, breakfast food.
Oh, really? Really? Nothing big?
Nope, nothing big.
Is that a decision that, you know, everybody decided to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of the way we've always done things. Normally, we have my uncles over for Christmas Eve, too, but we're keeping it small this year.
So how do you, you know, it's a lot less burden on people, right? As, you know, cooking huge meals, I didn't realize until I started cooking just how much work went into those things. You know, my mother... There was 12 of us, and then her and my father, that's 14. And so my mother would cook Christmas meals and Thanksgiving meals for all of those people. And I never realized the amount of work on her feet that it took, Calvin, planning that out, going to the store, buying all of that in preparation, the hard work that goes into preparing those meals. And maybe when you're younger, you can do it easier, but she was even doing it in her 60s and 70s. And you appreciated it, you know, but you really didn't know the depth of the amount of work in preparation that goes into that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I definitely know what you mean. For our family, we usually, whoever's hosting Thanksgiving does a big meal and puts in all the work. For Christmas, we try to keep it community. Everyone brings one or two things and keep it simple and easy.
Which is a pretty good idea, man, because the other side of that is all the cleaning and stuff, you know. And so, you know, I do a little bit of those things, but my family is very small. But I do it for others. And man, I'm telling you, the amount of work and effort, and we should always thank those. They don't always get the recognition, but thank those who put in that kind of work and effort, because at the root of it is love. And a lot of times, those people who do that kind of work are overlooked. Tell them how great the meal was. Hey, Calvin, even if it wasn't so great, you know, it's the effort that goes into that. I remember you said that you do the turkeys at times. That's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, I mean, it starts before, depending on what time you eat, it's definitely a 6-hour ordeal.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of work. So anyway, Merry Christmas to all of you. And so today I've got, you know, kind of like a special show that really involves you, the audience. Calvin, I have, I've been watching Democrats twist and turn, and this internal fight about what they must do to reclaim, you know, voters who, if you didn't know any better, you would think there was a landslide and that everything Democrats stood for needed to be completely changed, and that Democrats need to follow the path of the Republicans. Here are the final statistics, Calvin. Donald Trump won the popular vote by 49.9% to Kamala Harris's 48.3%. I'm not good at math, Calvin, but that doesn't sound like a landslide to me. Does it sound like that to you?
No, it's definitely close. I mean, obviously, we wanted the Democrats to do better, but it's not like, yeah, it wasn't a mandate against, or it wasn't a mandate for the Republicans. It's not like it was 50% or more.
Right. So Democrats, grow a pair. Get some testicular fortitude. Stop running around letting people tell you that you need to completely change what you stand for. You know, I've grown tired of that. As a person who's voted Democrat ever since I was 18 years old, for now 52 years, you know, and what Democrats stood for, equality, equity, and inclusion, I don't want to see that changed. And I'm pretty sure that the 48.3% of the Democrats who voted, people who voted for Democrats, don't want to see that change. So let me get into a couple things. You know, you can join us because I really don't want to do it myself. But, you know, I will. Let's go through a couple definitions first. And certainly your phone calls are always welcome. But I can do the 2 hours myself, and I'm prepared to do it because I know I've got truth on my side. So democracy. I keep hearing people talk about democracy, 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 democracy. So what is democracy? Well, democracy, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, government by the people, rule of the majority. A form of government in which the people elect representatives to make decisions, policies, laws, etc., according to law. Called also representative democracy. A form of government in which people vote directly against or in favor of decisions, policies, laws, etc. A country, state, etc., whose form of government is democracy, a political unit that has a democratic government. An organization or situation in which everyone is treated equally. Now, encircle that. An organization or situation in which everyone is treated equally and has the right to participate equally in management decisions, making, etc. political, social, or economic equality. Let me say that again. Political, social, or economic equality. The absence of hereditary or arbitrary class distinctions or privileges. Let me repeat that. Political, social, or economic equality. The absence of hereditary or arbitrary class distinctions or privileges. Now, a lot of things in there certainly aren't taking place in this country. And we use the term democracy very loosely. Because based on the definitions of Merriam-Webster, it's been a long time. I don't know if I can ever recall if we ever had democracy in this country. And we talk in this romantic way about democracy in this country. Well, you know, as long as there's the absence of hereditary or arbitrary class distinctions or privileges, there is no democracy. You know, let me go here next, because these are at the root of why, you know, we've got so much trouble in this society, and why they say Republicans won the election. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Dirty words. Republicans will refer to them as woke. If anybody's, you know, unwoke, it is the people who have changed the definitions of those words. So what is diversity, equity, and inclusion? Something that Democrats are running from today. Something that throughout my lifetime, Democrats fought for. Why? Because they didn't exist in this nation. Throughout my entire life, Democrats fought for that. Why? Because it was the right thing to do. And now some cowardly Democrats are looking to change their tune. Why? Because they lost 49.9% to 48.3%. Unacceptable. That's no reason to turn and run from what's right. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. We're going to have a come to Jesus moment this morning on the Earl Ingram Show. What is diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Right, right on. Right on.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Old December's here at last, the time for celebration. Christmas present, Christmas past, tumble down together like the snow. What a show. Now the snowman someone made is melting by the roadside. On the windless serenade, children's voices singing, I believe in us, I believe. On Christmas morning, you awaken with a smile. You hold me in your arms. We'll watch the snowflakes fly. And then you love me, and I realize how sweet.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. So I'm talking about, you know, the fact that Democrats lost the race 49.9 to 48.3. Now, a little bit, not even 50% of the American people voted in the election. And so I don't understand this panic on the part of Democrats that says we need to focus, change the focus on all the things that we've ever stood for and fall in line with the things that Republicans did to get elected. Like lying. Nonstop lying. And yet, you know, that worked for them this time around. But the part about lying is, you know, at some point in time, the truth has to come out. And so now Republicans are going to be in charge of everything. For those who voted Republican, let's see what changes for you. You've already gotten a sign in this budget battle that it was Republicans who voted no to raising the debt ceiling for those of you who struggle, farmers and others, and people who live in rural areas. The people you voted for were the ones who were saying nay. Let them suffer. So you got what you wanted. You voted for those people. So my pushback is on those Democrats who are cowering and looking to change their direction. So what is diversity, equity, and inclusion? Diversity, equity, and inclusion are three closely linked values that are working to be supportive of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientation. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like what this nation was supposedly founded under. 855-752-4842. That's what this nation has always been touted to be. Something different than the rest of the nations. This nation is made up of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientations. That's what makes America what it is. So why are we then now looking to do away with that? And who's behind the push to change that? Well, I know. Do you know? 855-752-4842. Diversity through the lenses of race, ethnicity, ability, gender, sexual orientation, neurodiversity, and beyond can help to strengthen organizations, and studies have shown time and again. Quite simply, diversity, equity, and inclusion is used to describe three values that many organizations today strive to embody to help meet the needs of people from all walks of life. That's what it is. While concepts such as biodiversity are important offshoots of the core idea of diversity, this article focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion in society rather than in other contexts. So why are people against diversity, equity, and inclusion? America is supposedly a Christian nation founded under Christian principles. And if you know the definition of a Christian, one who crystallizes himself with Christ. And so Christ was about diversity. If he was here today, he'd be fighting for diversity, equity, and inclusion. So those people who are against it are really against what this nation was, it's supposed to be. And I, again, supposed to be. So what are the differences between diversity, equity, and inclusion? So age diversity. Are people in a group from mostly one generation, or is there a mix of ages? Ethnicity diversity. Do people in a group share common national or cultural traditions, or do they represent different backgrounds? Physical ability and neurodiversity. Are the perspectives of people with disabilities, whether apparent or not, accounted for? These are things and precepts that are at the heart of humanity. And we want to take that away. 855-752-4842. We're going to delve deeper on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a successful elk hunt after the season officially closed on Friday. According to DNR officials, this year's hunt was the first that gave hunters the opportunity to harvest elk in both the northern and central elk zones. 8 hunters in total were randomly selected for this year's elk hunt from an application pool of over 25,000. All 4 hunters in the central elk zone, 2 hunters in the northern elk zone, and tribal hunters successfully harvested a bull elk during the season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open next weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. The Superior City Council has adopted an amended agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to provide additional funding for the Hammond Avenue Reconstruction Project. The project had originally been expected to receive about $1.4 million in state funding to help offset the total cost of $5.2 million. The city has now secured an additional $500,000 in funding through the Surface Transportation Program. Phase 2 of construction on the project is expected to take place in 2025. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the circumstances of a single vehicle crash that killed a Downing woman on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the crash occurred at around 7:30 a.m. in the Prairie Farm area. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle had gone off the road and rolled. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found the 44-year-old woman outside of the vehicle, and she was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she later died. There were no other passengers in the car. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on 4 screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more patchy fog, and it could be frosty too. Our low in the 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You know, I'm having a conversation, and certainly we're going to go to the phone lines because it cannot have it without you. I am up to, you know, the horse's brow with cowardly Democrats who are now saying they must change their perspective. They were soundly beaten, and the American people spoke. And so they want to change in direction of what Democrats have stood for. And as I've said before, for 52 years I voted Democrat. I'll be voting Democrat every time. Do I agree totally with everything Democrats stand for? Hell no. I've been married to the same woman for 43 years. Do you think she agrees with me all the time? No. Do I agree with her all the time? No. People are different. But for what Democrats have stood for and stand for, to now all of a sudden cower and say we're going to change that, I'm in total opposition of that. They lost 49.9% to 48.3%. And so I was going into this litany about what diversity, equity, and inclusion stood for because it's been cast aside. And Democrats are now, some are saying, well, we can't, you know, we lost because we stood for that. What do you mean stood for being right, for being just? For saying that all human beings are equal, which we are. I don't care what people think. None of us are better than anybody. We're human beings. We're all the same. We're all born. We all die. We all came into the world the same way. We're going to leave it the same way. We came in with nothing, we'll leave with nothing, including Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and including you who are listening to me. So to believe that you are better, you have that right, but that doesn't make you better. And so Democrats have fought that, and now all of a sudden they're looking to cower. Let me say this, and then I'll go to the phone lines. Equity refers to fair treatment for all people so that norms, practices, and policies in place ensure identity is not predictive of opportunities or workplace outcomes. Equity differs from equality in a subtle but important way. While equality assumes that all people should be treated the same, equity takes into consideration a person's unique circumstances, adjusting treatment according to that the end result is equal. Now, that's not what Republicans say. Republicans say, do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion. I was listening the other day as they were celebrating Republicans. Oh, we've done away with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It has been unfair to white men. What? You don't know the definition, so you change the definition to fit you. America is not one group of people. It's all of us. And when we fail to fight for the rights and equality for all of the people of this nation, then our nation fails. And right now, our nation is in a failing proposition because people have struck down the one of the tools that is in place to make sure that those things happen. Let's go to the phone lines and Charles from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, man?
Hey,
excuse my passion, man. Excuse my passion.
Okay, because I'm right there with you, and I hope that the Democratic Party don't kowtow to Republicans.
They're doing it.
I know, and they need to change that. They need to continue to fight for trans youth. They need to continue to fight for housing, all the things that they're fighting for. But this whole thing with DEI, Earl, they've been able to change it to make it about race. They've turned the whole messaging around to make it about Black people. If you could go back and listen to some of your previous shows, when CJ calls in and he talks about DEI, he strongly makes it about race. They've been able to change that narrative to, oh, this is something that only helps Black people. Look, white America, this is what they're doing for Black people. Instead of them giving the true meaning of DEI, which helps that veteran that's been out of the workforce for 20 plus years that wants to go back into the workforce. It helps that rural white kid that wants to go to a big university like UW-Madison or UW-Milwaukee, be able to adapt to big city life now after they've lived in rural America for over 18 plus years. It helps that person that wants to go back to work that's in a wheelchair now, be able to adapt to their surroundings. But Republicans have been able to change the narrative like they always do, Earl, to make it about race. And it shows you the racism that still exists in this country because people bought the hook, line, and sinker. And if you can continue to pit people against each other and say, look what they're doing for the Black people. Look, white America, they're not helping you. They're only concerned about Black people.
You know, Charles,
always stoke that hate. And that's what they're doing.
You know, Charles, that is precisely part of what's taking place, as they say, rural America. Rural America has said in many places that Democrats have kind of, you know, supported people of color in these urban centers more than they have people who live in rural America. And you're right. They pitted that people who live in urban Blacks in urban America and whites who live in rural America. And I've always said Blacks only make up 12% of the population in this nation, man. We only make up 5% of the population in the state of Wisconsin. What the hell are they talking about? This belief that Republicans have, and that's based on, let's be clear, man, racism. That Blacks are somehow getting an upper hand, so we've got to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion and affirmative action because it discriminates. Donald Trump said if there should be any reparations, it should be for white students who were not allowed, who were not able to get into major universities because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. He said that. And instead of being lambasted and pointed out for being racist, nobody said a mumbling word, man. Thank you very much for the call, Jim. Charles, let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes. Good morning, Earl. And Merry Christmas.
You as well.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you're talking about affirmative action, you know, where overqualified students, you know, get rejected. It doesn't work in real life. With the Green Bay Packers, if we have affirmative action, what kind of football team would we have?
You know what kind of football team you would have? What you have right now. There was a time when Black people couldn't play for the Green Bay Packers. Are you aware of that?
The best players are playing on the
Packers. No, wait a minute, man. I said there was a time before affirmative action that didn't occur. Affirmative action was put in place to address what took place before affirmative action, man, where Blacks weren't given equal opportunity, man. Are you unaware? That's why they've done trying to do away with the history books, man. Are you not aware of the history of this nation?
Are you saying unqualified football players are on the Packers? People that cannot play football?
No, man, listen, let's get away from football. Let's talk about the business reality. Blacks who were denied access. Let's talk about universities. Qualified blacks for centuries who were denied access. And now you wanna change that? The government created affirmative action because of the wrongs that the government did. Are you not aware of that, Jim?
People.
What?
Rejected. You're saying it's fair? That's fair to have qualified students rejected?
Wait, Jim, did you just hear me say, for centuries, that's what happened to black students? Was that fair?
So you're saying that's what's going on? We're making up for past offenses?
That's exactly what affirmative action is for, man.
Well, when will it ever be over then? When will we?
Well, let me say this to you. How many years did it occur in this nation? Are you aware of that, sir? Maybe you should do some research. How long has affirmative action been in place?
Years then? So for 100 years, we should have affirmative action.
Now, listen, man. What we're asking and what the nation decided to do, the government of this nation decided to do, was to attempt to rectify an injustice that took place in this nation. That's what affirmative action was for. That's why it came into reality. And so, no, it's not equitable yet. It hasn't happened. No, things are not equal. And they probably never will be equal when you live in a society where only 12% of it is black. And so you don't have to hear from my community, man, because the majority of this nation is white. So you can't see it from our perspective. But that's why diversity, equity, and inclusion has to stand, because it just doesn't stand for black and white. It stands for women. If there wasn't for diversity, equity, and inclusion, women would still be where they are, Jim. Are you not aware of that, sir?
I think blacks are worshipped on the Packers.
Oh, that man, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. We're going to delve even deeper. I got a lot in me. And I want to share it with you, and I want to hear your views on it. Very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. Your thoughts.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
If there were no presents waiting on Santa's sleigh, what would I wish for Christmas? And if Frosty the Snowman were melting away, I would pray for hope and unity on Christmas Day. If I had one wish for Christmas, then there would be joy and peace here on earth. If I had only one wish
for Christmas,
together as one.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And just what I wanted, a robust discussion this day before Christmas on where we are. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. You know, it's very, very funny, and I said this years ago. Jim's worldview is the worldview of so many people in the state of Wisconsin, which is every black person must have the life or must be a Green Bay Packer. And anyone who is black in Wisconsin must be a Packer. So they are treated well. Except those people in Milwaukee, they're not worthy because it's just, you know, they're just slum blacks, basically, is what it comes to. Because these guys that are white, you know, every Sunday they can be praising. And if they go out, you know, to Bay Park Square and Green Bay or one of the malls there, you know, they see any black person and all of a sudden they're like, oh, it must be a Packer. I mean, it's just, it's laughable that human beings can't see past their own white privilege.
So diversity, equity, and inclusion, Tom. I mean, those are the very tenets of what this nation is supposed to be.
100%. I think it was called inalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. And the thing about it is the government's not the one that has been implementing, except for through affirmative action and things like this. It's corporations that see the benefit of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Well, the corporations are cowering now, Tom. The corporations are pulling away from it.
Right. Now they are because of the fact that they have a leader in this country that is going to be someone that is against
them. Right.
But what they're going to find is that they're going to find that the profits actually go down because you actually do better when you have diversity, equity, inclusion. And I'm not talking about Donald, Ivanka, and Eric. the DEI, those people. I'm talking about actual diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the thing is, corporations end up hurting by it. But
to answer your other question, too, I don't think we've ever had a democracy since we've had money in politics. And I don't know, maybe that's been forever. Or maybe what they call democracy is just going to the ballot box. I don't know. I had a discussion this morning with someone on the phone, and I just don't understand. You know, people always say never talk about politics or religion. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell else can you talk about? If you're talking about someone, hey, how are you doing in school? Well, then it's going to come into, well, I'm doing okay, but my tuition's too high or whatever. That's politics. When it comes to someone getting a job, that's politics. So I'm really having a struggle understanding. I mean, if they want me to say, hey, how's the weather? I guess the weather now is politics too. What the hell can we talk about if it's not talking about, and I think we should be talking about politics.
So Tom, do you think Democrats should be changing their direction and should not be fighting for the average person? You know, and then to say that the Democrats forgot the average person, as if the Republicans now with Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to now all of a sudden be concerned about the average person. What kind of thinking is that, man?
Hell no. I think the Democrats ought to be bold like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and say economic royalist and say even more, sorry, people, we are going to stand up for our trans brothers and sisters and our different diversity, LGBTQ plus and African-Americans and, you know, everyone. We should be doubling down on it. We should. This is the problem. The problem, though, is then you're going to have commercials that come on TV that say, oh, Democrats want to, you know, make everyone trans. Oh, my God, they want to put a cap.
Well, we have to see, Tom, here's what was at the root of most of this. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, Republicans were able to focus it on trans. As if diversity, equity, and inclusion was solely about trans. Diversity, equity, and inclusion includes people who are disabled, includes women, includes everybody. And so they were able to make it solely about a trans person playing sports against girls. And so they threw everything into that and said that's solely what it was about, that issue. And the rest of it be damned. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We're going to continue this and delve even deeper. You're tuned into a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show on Christmas Eve.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines flights first stopped, then cleared to land by federal regulators. There was a system-wide technical issue that led to the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up, people are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations, first after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News.
I'm